From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Thursday, July 2nd, and here are today's stories. Officials are urging boaters to keep safety in mind ahead of the holiday weekend. Boaters are ready to hit the water this 4th of July. However, deputies and officers are reminding people that safety comes first. Casey Kenrick is a captain at the Pennington County Sheriff's Office. He says he hopes boaters understand the purpose of having deputies and conservation officers out on the water.
I know that a lot of times people think cops are out there just to bust everybody, right? And it's really not the point of it. The point of it is we want to prevent someone that's drunk driving a boat and drives over a kid or drives over another boat and then ruins not only somebody's weekend, but potentially their life. So I know that sounds really bad, but that's at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to prevent.
In 2023, 13-year-old Emmy Gorman was killed in a boating accident on Lake Madison over the 4th of July holiday. Following her death, legislation was passed last year to establish stronger criminal penalties for boat operators who are under the influence. Under the new law, these penalties are now more like a traditional DUI. Austin Oss is a patrol sergeant for the Lake County Sheriff's Office. He says while the Game, Fish, and Parks Department handles most of the patrols in the area, safety is everyone's top priority. He encourages boaters to remain alert when in the water.
Pay attention to your surroundings. Not everyone is going to be, paying attention. So if you can do the best to pay attention and understand where you are in the water and if there's any swimmers and things like that, just to, like I said, pay attention.
Along with these reminders, safety officials also ask boaters to make sure there are enough life jackets on board for every passenger and to not operate a boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Brookings Radio is now under local ownership. Connecticut-based Connoisseur Radio previously owned the station. The company sold it to a locally owned group called Brookings Radio, LLC. Brookings Radio operates 5 stations, including KBRK in Brookings, as well as stations in Clear Lake and Volga. A Nebraska man who pleaded guilty to distributing methamphetamine in the Sioux Falls area is sentenced. 37-year-old Anthony Robinson of Omaha will serve 22 years in federal prison. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office District of South Dakota. Prosecutors say Robinson shipped meth from Omaha to Sioux Falls. He then worked with local dealers to sell it. Investigators believe he was responsible for trafficking around 40 pounds of meth. Tomorrow, the president will visit the Black Hills for the Mount Rushmore fireworks show. That creates complications for visitors, residents, and those managing the event. CJ Keene has more.
With the president's visit confirmed, the fireworks show will cause an uptick in traffic and use of local amenities. For Casey Kenrick, captain at the Pennington County Sheriff's Office, it's a reminder that there's preparation for those planning on taking trips for the area. Namely, for those viewing the fireworks from nearby mountain hiking trails as opposed to the sold-out event at the monument itself.
They're probably going to hike up to these areas in the daylight or some sort of a daylight, but when they come back down after the fireworks, it's going to be dark. So use some common sense, let people know where you're going, have a charged cell phone, have a flashlight so you can see your way down, and it's going to be really hot too.
Beyond that, a visiting VIP means patrols will be more visible in the coming days.
It's a good time for us to get together and plan and think of all the contingencies that possibly could happen, from wildfires to traffic accidents to people getting hurt, people getting lost, and making sure that we have enough folks to deal with those things if they pop up.
Ultimately, though, it's going to be a lot of people in the very small community of Keystone.
So just having some patience, make sure you plan in some time so maybe you can avoid that frustration of getting slowed down by whatever this weekend might bring.
There's currently no word of any major organized protests happening in conjunction with Trump's visit. Compare that to the last presidential visit at the site, which caused large-scale opposition demonstrations over tribal treaty violations and environmental concerns. Follow SDPB for additional coverage of the president's visit. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Officials around the state are issuing fireworks safety reminders as we enter the 4th of July holiday weekend. In most larger cities in the state, fireworks that fly in the air or make a loud noise are prohibited. That includes in Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Aberdeen, and Pierre, among others. In addition, fireworks are not permitted within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. The Rapid City Fire Department offered a number of fireworks safety tips. They include monitoring kids closely, keep water and a first aid kit nearby, and make sure used fireworks are fully soaked before disposal. South Dakota's public universities are hosting events centered around civic and community engagement to honor America's 250th anniversary. Students, faculty, staff, and community members are invited to participate in conversations about government, civic responsibility, and the future of democracy. This programming is supported by the State Board of Regents. The board's president says higher education plays an essential role in preparing informed and engaged citizens. The activities range from public lectures and history forums to voter registration efforts and performances. You can find the full list of universities and events on our website at sdpb.org/news. An agricultural economist is excited about the future of the industry, but he wants producers to be careful with their optimism. David Widmar spoke at the South Dakota Governor's Agricultural Summit in Pierre. After last year's federal aid for farmers to help them survive tariff disruptions, there's another federal aid plan on the table. Widmar says farmers can't rely on that forever.
These are a life raft, not a kayak. Kayaks are toys that we can plan on using. Life rafts are things that we use to get to the shore. Make sure we don't confuse those two things.
He predicts that trade with China for soybeans will normalize in the coming months. The country temporarily boycotted U.S. soybeans to protest tariffs on Chinese products. Widmar also says a federal push for year-round sales of E15 gasoline could have a positive long-term impact on farmers. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.